We have seen Paul instruct the Ephesians about their changing attitude of their minds. He's given some general comments, and then he's given some very specific comments. He began chapter 5 with these words, "Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children," or "be imitators of God as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." It goes on to contrast and say, "But among you, there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality or any other kind of impurity or greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. For of this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a person is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things, God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be partners with them." You know, we often grade sin in some way to think one sin is worse than another, and we single out certain things without taking into account the whole context of what the writer of a certain scripture is saying. Here we're told to imitate God as dear children in Christ, and that is contrasted with the idea of sexual immorality, impurity, greed, obscenity, foolish talk, coarse jesting. It's saying, rather, we should be thankful. In other words, let our words, let our actions produce something of good, not something of destruction, something of love, not something of wrath. "But among you, there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality." This is very difficult for men and women because the sex drive is a very real part of our being, the call to reproduce. But God intended it to be pleasurable and in its proper place, not for us just to use our bodies to entertain ourselves. And when we do, the writer of Ephesians says, we're being idolaters. We're putting the love of our body in front of our love of our Father, who would encourage us instead to spend our time in thanksgiving and in loving others, telling us not to be drawn in to foolishness. No immoral, impure, or greedy person enters the kingdom of heaven, it says. No greedy person. We often talk about sexual immorality, but we don't often reflect on the power of greed and how it also draws us to put ourselves before the kingdom, to put our wants and desires and our need. It doesn't say that we need to be greedy for money. We can be greedy for food, greedy for pleasure, greedy for freedom. We can be greedy for any number of things, desiring them more than we desire to please our God. And it tells us that because of these things, God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. And it finishes up in verse 7 of Ephesians, "Therefore, do not be partners with them." So Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 through 7 tells us to be imitators of God, not to be partners with foolishness and wrath, but instead to strive for what is right. Make that your goal this week, to strive for what is godly, to strive for what pleases Him, not what you seek after just for your own pleasure. This is enough work for one week, enough work for one life. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, your neighbor as yourself. This is the sum of the law and the prophets. Have a great Sunday.